It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like all of Zeus astray. A great awakening. Miracles and wonders are God's glory on display. Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Thank you, Leland, for that theme song. And good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time, around the clock, around the globe, we're praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And, of course, that includes revival in your own life. I believe you can have a personal revival. That's what happened to me when the Holy Spirit said, "Give me this first hour of your day," when I cried out to Him in February of 1966. I got up the next morning. I was an engineer at the radio station, so I had to be there at 3:30. So I started getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And literally, I had a radical encounter with Jesus, a personal revival. And 5 months later, I went to a David Wilkerson meeting. God called me to preach. And now, 49 years later, I'm still doing it, still doing the stuff. And I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can preach what God says you can preach. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can sow where God says you can sow. You can reap where God says you can reap. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. You can write what God says you can write. You can record what God says you can record. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I'm here to tell you that nothing is impossible, that all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. So you must believe to those who believe. And I declare today that you can fly high. So we're going to pray today. And this is Music and Prayer Week. We're recognizing people that are so vitally important to the ministry, even though they may not preach or may not prophesy, they may or may not, but they're such a vital part of those who preach, those who prophesy, those who lead prayer. And so you know by now that I have a lot of music here on BPN Radio, because music and prayer go together, and it would be quite boring somewhat if we only prayed. We need some music to accompany us, and I try to get the music that flows, that has a prophetic flow as we pray together, and songs that accompany what we're praying about. We don't just, here on BPN Radio, we don't just pick a song out of the air and just say, well, you know, we want this person to sing. But most of our music is people that we know, have a relationship with, have a connection to. And playing right now, in fact, is Courtney, Band of Riviera. And as you hear her so often playing on BPN Radio. And she, by the way, is going to be our special guest today. Here on BPN Radio, we're going to interview Courtney. And she's a delightful person. She's Miss Congeniality. And you're going to be blessed by the interview. And then after the interview, we're going to be just playing worship music by Courtney Vandiver Pierre. And she was a Grammy nominee this year, a Grammy nominee, and a spirit-filled young lady who is very passionate about Jesus, passionate about what she does. We're going to talk more about her. We want to welcome cities all across the land that are praying with us here, as well as churches and prayer leaders, because prayer is the key. If my people, the Word of God says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. Oh God, we need a healing in our nation. Lord, would you come? And would you heal our nation? Would you heal our land today? We cry out, oh God, for revival in America. We cry out for another spiritual awakening. Would you come? Would you come, Lord, and heal our nation, heal our land? We need you. We need you. We pray that the name of Jesus will be put back in the classroom. Prayer will be returned to the classroom. People will turn to Jesus. 4,000 churches in America closing every year. We pray the doors will be opened again, reopened, and churches will be built and started all across this land, because God, we need you. We're praying for revival in 1,000 cities, in 1,000 cities. And we're thankful for over 700 cities that are praying with us. We're believing for 1,000 cities. And we are thankful today for Tucson, Arizona, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, and Alpine, California, Concord, California, Marietta, California, praying with us, Taft, California, and Celebration, Florida, as well as Davie, Florida, and Melbourne, Florida, and Port Charlotte, Florida, Winter Springs, Florida, Gainesville, Georgia, as well as Young Harris, Georgia, Woodstock, Georgia, praying with us, Alton, Illinois, and Nez Perce, Idaho, and Carbondale, Illinois, Decatur, Illinois, Ellisville, Indiana, Brownstown, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Lexington, Kentucky, Mount Washington, Kentucky, as well as Church Point, Louisiana, Monroe, Louisiana, West Monroe, Louisiana. We have Carleton, Michigan, as well as Battle Creek, Michigan, and Walloon Lake, Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, White Bear Lake, Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Clearmont, Missouri, Branson, Missouri, Kearney, Maryland, Mansfield, Maryland, Omaha, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, Carson City, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as Livingston, New Jersey, Marlton, New Jersey, and Wayne, New Jersey, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Capitan, New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Ruidosa, New Mexico, Westbury, New York, Yorktown Heights, New York, as well as New York City, Corning, New York, Carmel, New York, Charlotte, North Carolina, New Bern, North Carolina, Supply, North Carolina, and Cincinnati, Ohio, Altus, Oklahoma, praying with us, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Jinx, Oklahoma, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, Marlow, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, praying with us, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Hendersonville, Tennessee, as well as Nashville, Tennessee, Abilene, Texas, all across the state of Texas. We have churches and cities praying with us, Denton, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Austin, Texas, Fulton, Texas, Groves, Texas, Kerrville, Texas. We have Mount Bellevue, Texas, Missouri City, Texas, Baytown, Texas, as well as Temple, Texas. Wow, look at all these. Wichita Falls, Texas, where we started the ministry, as well as Weatherford, Vermont, South Walton, Vermont, Rutland, Vermont, and Bethel, Vermont is praying with us. Gig Harbor, Washington, Spokane, Washington. We have Moundsville, West Virginia, Yakima, Washington, and we have churches in different nations of the world, including the Bridge Church there in Ayrshire, Scotland, United Kingdom. We have the IPHC Church in Germany, Berlin, Germany, praying with us. Pentecostal Assemblies, Jakarta, Indonesia, and House of Glory, Cape Town, South Africa. The Assembly of God Church there in Vancouver is praying with us. And British Columbia, House of Victory, Western Cape, South Africa. Oh, God, I'm so thankful for these cities all across America that are praying with us. I am so grateful and so thankful. And I just pray, Lord, that you give us 1,000 cities. And I pray, Lord, that we, at this very moment, will pray for our city. I'm going to pray for my city, the city of Austin, Texas, the capital of the state of Texas, people moving to Texas from every direction. I'm very thankful for the conservative, godly leadership that we have in our state of Texas. I'm thankful that I can be in Austin, Texas, in a very key city in this nation. And I pray right now for my city of Austin. Why don't you pray? Pray right now for your city. Would you do that? Your city, whatever city you dwell in. You know, Jesus set the example by praying for his city when he cried out, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I've tried to gather you as a chicken would gather, as a hen would gather her little chicks." He said, but you wouldn't respond. But he stood in the gap. Why don't you stand in the gap for your city? Intercede for your city right now. The Bible tells us we're to pray for the peace of our city. And in its peace, we will have peace. So let's pray right now. We pray for revival, cities all across America, cities and nations of the world, cities whose walls have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire. Pray for these cities in Jesus' name. Okay, we've got Courtney Van Repair coming for an interview, and we're playing her background music right now, instrumental music. We're going to have the interview, and then we will conclude today's broadcast. We'll conclude today's broadcast on this Wednesday with background music and instrumental music by Courtney. I know you're gonna be tremendously blessed. And as she after the interview, she plays her music on her cello. Former state champion of the state of Texas in high school. She plays for the Boston Symphony. Anyhow, I'll be introducing her in just a moment. So stay tuned and then pray as she plays the music today as we recognize this week prayer and music together.
Thank you.
Okay, I have on the phone today here on BPN Radio, I have a special friend of Gene and I's, and her name is Courtney Vandiver Pereira. And you probably have heard Courtney many times because she does a great portion of the backup music, the background music, the worship music for our daily broadcast. And I'm delighted to have you on today, Courtney. And before you come on, I just would like to introduce you, because I know you've had tremendous accomplishments in life, and you are a trained classical musician, playing the cello, an expert player. And you've been acclaimed by the Boston Globe as an expert player, the New Jersey Star Ledger, for your wonderful technique and creamy sound. You are a Houstonian, a native, and you're a founding member of the self-conducted chamber orchestra, A Far Cry. And I know that you are being nominated for a Grammy Award this year. And I'm so excited about that. And you are dedicated, of course, to helping other young people learn music. You have been involved here in Austin High. And you recently was featured on the Houston Public Media and Classical 91.7 as a cello player in residence of the Texas New Music Ensemble. And I do know that you played on Billy Graham's My Hope campaign that was televised before millions across the United States and Canada. And your music can be heard regularly on iTunes and iHeartRadio. And I know that people wake up with your music, go to sleep with your music. And, of course, I've had the privilege of you working with me in ministry for the last couple of years. And you have a tremendous prophetic anointing. And so it's good to have you on BPN Radio today. Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you so much, Dale. I'm delighted to be on BPN with you.
Well, you are you and your husband, Sabata, are a tremendous blessing to our lives, tremendous friends. And you just are a young lady that, even though you're an incredibly accomplished musician, you have such an incredible anointing. And I know that the background music that I play, that people are able to get that CD, and we'll tell them about that. But you offer the background music for our prayer, and I love just to put your music on and pray with you. And I know that people are praying with you all around the world. And give us a little bit about what's happening in your life right now. I know that you're being nominated for a Grammy Award, and I know that you're up against some incredible musicians. And come February, we're going to be anxiously awaiting the results of your nomination. How did that come about?
Honestly, it goes to God. All glory goes to God. We had done this album back in the fall of 2013, and I really felt like this was a special project, especially in the classical world. Dreams and Prayers is the name of the album, and it came through different inspirations, but kind of combining music from Catholicism, music from Judaism, music from Sufism, and then actually the last piece was written by Ludwig von Beethoven, called the Heilige Dankesang, and it was a piece written for strings only as a prayer of thanksgiving to God because he had decided not to take his life. And what's amazing is in this music, you can really feel the Holy Spirit moving through it. So during the collaboration of Dreams and Prayers, I realized that this was a significant project and I really wanted to be involved in it because I realized it was a divine project.
Wow, that is amazing. You've had an amazing journey. And what age were you when you started playing the cello?
I was 5 years old. I've been a Houston native, studied in Boston, and lived there for 11 years and moved back. But growing up, my parents took me to a Houston Symphony concert, and they were playing a piece called Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. And when I heard the cello playing the swan, apparently I pointed to it and told my mom that I wanted that one. And literally a sound shifted the entire course of my destiny, and I realized I wanted to play that beautiful instrument.
But then you had a challenge when you were just a girl concerning your music career. What happened?
When I was 12, I had had a cough and a lot of numbness and tingling in my feet and legs. At the time, they didn't know what was going on. But it turned out that I had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which actually led to a paralysis. And I was fighting for my life. The doctors had given me 3 days to live. It was right before my 13th birthday. And being in a family of faith, you learn very quickly that it doesn't matter how negative of a report the doctors had, that you rely on God's report.
Yeah.
So even though the doctors told me I would never walk again, never play again, I had already been soloing with symphonies at that age. I realized that my life was held in God's hands and not man's hands. And so from that, I repeated eighth grade with my twin sister, which was kind of amazing. She decided to stay back a year with me. And in the course of doing eighth grade a second time in a row, she would go to my physical therapy as I literally learned how to take step by step, brush my hair again, write with a pen, both physical and occupational therapy, and then learn how to play the cello again, which was incredibly frustrating for me at the time because I had accomplished so much technically, and it was such a specific feeling of knowing how to do these things mentally, and yet your body wouldn't respond. So in a lot of ways, it taught me patience. But as a teacher, it then taught me how to break things down. It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
So I was able to break it down physically for students.
Well, that is amazing. And you still work with a lot of students today, I know.
I do. I work with a lot of students. And I love, as a teacher, being someone that's able to inspire them and to push them. I like, as a teacher, that I can challenge them without telling them. but specifically in this season, I've been working with a lot of autistic children, and I take my music into the hospital beds for kids dealing with cancer. And I just love coming in there and completely just releasing the love of Jesus and light and hope and every good thing that we carry with him.
Wow. Well, that is amazing, and I know that you definitely have a servant's heart, and you love to serve people with your music. And it's amazing how that you operate in so many different worlds and different realms. I mean, being a part of the classical world, and yet you come into a church service. And the way that you flow in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and your prophetic anointing, you certainly have been blessed with so many talents and abilities, and that you always give glory to God. I was wanting to have you to share just a little bit about how you appeared on the Billy Graham special. I know that many, the last Billy Graham special that was televised, I know that several million people were watching, and you got to be a part of that. And how did that come about?
Well, again, it was all God. God knew what he was doing, so he's a lot better at orchestrating things than we ever could.
Yeah.
But before the Billy Graham special, I had done a CD project with Clarence Grant from Covenant Church of Pittsburgh. And that's the CD that a lot of people hear on BPN. Basically, I was doing ministry up in Pittsburgh, and there happened to be an individual sitting in the service that night. Her name was Lacey Sturm, who is one of the testimonies featured on Billy Graham's My Hope campaign. And as I was playing, she realized that she was going to do a song called The Mercy Tree, and she wanted to have me playing on there. So I literally got contacted while I was stuck in Nashville Airport. delayed for 8 hours, and she just told me that this was the song, this is what the project was, and she asked me to write the cello parts for it. So I did, and then I got flown out to North Carolina where we shot the music video, and the rest is history pretty much.
Wow.
But I realized that it was a moment in my time, you know, to use my gift of music to soften hearts and to be a real evangelist, as people would hear the sound. There's something about hearing music as opposed to words that can bypass a lot of resistance.
Right.
So I realized that I just gave it to God, and I said, just please put salvation in my sound and let it go forth.
Well, I love that about you, Courtney, and I know that times I've had you just to bring your cello and just come up on the platform and start playing, and it's amazing how without any rehearsing at all that you can just play, and you are blessed. In fact, on this music, that the background music for the radio here, BPN Radio, the music that you and Clarence play was not rehearsed music, was it? It was just you just started playing and were being led by the Spirit. Am I correct in that?
You are absolutely correct. It was an amazing moment in time. I think that's the beautiful thing about when you really trust God. He actually knows what he's doing.
Yes.
So at the time, especially being a classical musician and having done a number of albums already, you know, there's a formality and you rehearse together and you brainstorm, and nothing like that ever happened. I had met Clarence briefly at a conference for about 10 minutes. And then about 6 months later, I was sitting in Covenant Church of Pittsburgh recording a live album in front of the church. And people were stunned watching this because Clarence and I had only met one time. There was no rehearsal.
Wow.
Everything came out was Holy Spirit. And
wow.
I think that's the beauty of it, but that's also the testimony of that God can and does a lot of times divinely orchestrate things, and we don't have to overthink it or get in the way. We just have to say yes.
I agree. And this entire album was just the two of y'all sitting down and just flowing in the Holy Spirit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Amazing.
My audience.
Amazing, amazing. And I love this. I love this CD, and I'm so thankful that you're part of, you and Sabat are part of Gene and I's lives. And I'm so thankful that we get to listen to you almost every day here on BPN Radio. And of course, there's two or three of those cuts that are extra special, but the whole album, the whole CD is just amazing. How can people contact you, Courtney? How can they get your music?
Well, it's available on a couple different sites. iTunes sells Journey to Light, as well as Amazon and CD Baby. And then on my actual CD cover, I've listed an email where people write in with their miracles and testimonies, which has been amazing. So you can write to myjourneytolight@gmail.com with your testimonies.
Okay, so the website is myjourneytolight.com?
No, it's sold. The website where you can buy Journey to Light is sold on iTunes,
okay,
Amazon, and CD Baby.
Oh, okay. And they can contact you again by what address?
If you would like to write in with your testimonies and miracles, please write in to myjourneytolight@gmail.com.
Oh, fantastic. And the name again of the CD is Journey to Light. And that's with
right.
Courtney and Clarence Grant, and it is amazing. And I would encourage everyone to get your own CD. I know that you have testimonies of people that listen to your music, testimonies from around the world. It's just amazing. You want to share one or two of those?
Sure. One of the most remarkable ones came from a woman who had been dealing with chronic pain in her spine for 16 years, and she had tried man-made interventions and different kinds of medicines, and it never worked. But she wrote in to say that every time she puts on the album, that the stress and the pain fall away each time. And this is after someone dealing with that chronic pain for 16 years. It's just remarkable. I get a lot also from people writing in about children that have been abused or traumatized, and that children will fall asleep and the trauma will break off of them as the music plays. When I was recently up in Austin at Cathedral of Praise, a little boy there told me that he calls it his goodnight music. He listens to it. He listens to it every night before bed. So it just, you know, this music is anointed. It's God's love song to his people. And it's for anybody that could use more peace in their life.
Oh, I agree. And so, yeah, I concur. So everybody needs to have your Journey to Light CD, Journey to Light, Courtney Vandiver, Brera, and also Clarence Grant. So you need to purchase that. I love your music. We love you. You're such a warm, cordial, approachable, lovely young lady. And when Gene and I, of course, think about you, and we smile, you and Sabata, I want to thank you for being on almost every day of this broadcast, but we need to put a voice to a sound. So we're putting the sound of your voice to the sound of your music. And as soon as we close the interview here, we're just going to have worship music by you and let people pray. But first of all, why don't you say a prayer that may just come out of your heart? Maybe you want to say a prayer for people that want to be involved in music. And so many people love music, and yet they say, well, I just don't know if I could do that or not. And you might want to pray for anybody that's having a challenge. For the next couple of minutes, however you want to pray, Courtney, you just go for it.
Sure, I'd love to. So, God, I just thank you right now for every heart that's listening, every heart that needs to hear this, God. And, Lord, I just thank you that you would begin to train other people's hands and minds and hearts and mouths, God, to release your songs and your words, your declarations. God, I just give away the anointing that you've given to me. I give it away freely, and I ask that it would be multiplied to each person here that has a desire to worship you in spirit and truth. And we just take off every limitation that says it's too late, I can't do this, it's too hard. We just remove it right now in Jesus' name, and we just declare, God, that people will rise up, Lord, and we just speak a word of acceleration, God, that the skill would come to them. And anyone else that is needing peace in their lives, God, I just pray that they would take time, that you would just woo them to just come and sit before you, God, as you just pour your love on them and in their hearts, God. I just thank you for that right now. Anybody that's needing that, I thank you, Lord, that your sound, your love moves through this music, God. And it comforts your people. I thank you, God, that you love them so much and that they're never alone, that they're with you all the time. And I bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, and I declare that they can do it and that there are no limits in Jesus' name.
Courtney, thank you so very, very much for being on BPN Radio and your music that is heard each day. And we just speak a blessing over you and your husband, Sabata. All that you put your hand to do, and we'll be pulling for you in February during the Grammy Awards. God bless you for being on today.
God bless you too, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.